This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here. We have Manny answering your calls when you dial us up at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Put that in your speed dial. Call us anytime you like. Local number 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, all right? Simple as that to participate in the program. So Manny takes your calls when you call. And then we have Kevin Flynn running the controls here, and also our producer lining up the guests, which include, by the way, today, Senator John Hoeven, who's going to join us at the top of next hour. I want to talk a little farm bill with Senator Hoeven and also a little bit about the Iran deal and whether or not we've exposed once and for all the fraud that is the Iranians. I love that slide he did. He did that little PowerPoint presentation. He just, you know, summed up his presentation with two words: Iran lied. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Big, giant, black letters on a white background: Iran lied. Thank you, BB. I appreciate you the clarity.
No shocker to anyone.
Really, oh, no, it isn't.
Good to have some confirmation.
I'm glad the guy does.
Well, cut through the clutter. Just get it down. Brevity is the soul of wit, you know. Just say it.
Just say it. How'd you like the fact that the questions that the special counsel Robert Mueller wants to ask of President Trump, we know them already. Isn't this something? What a legal, pristine process this is. This is just a giant, smelly, stinky, awful swamp. You know, varmint infested.
Wow.
Swamp.
Leakers and liars. Tell us what you really feel about
leakers and liars. Thank you very much. What'd you say, Ton?
Don't sugarcoat it. Just tell us how you really feel about it here.
Well, seriously. I mean, nobody even gets upset about it, gets outraged. Like, oh, yeah, it leaked. Of course it is. Washington. Thankfully, the president's pushing back. He said on Twitter today, so disgraceful the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked. Good for you, Mr. President. I don't know about you, but can you think of a person more maligned than this guy? And I might add, someone that's getting it done, doing the job. You know, people get piled on when they're screwing up. I get that. Sometimes it's fair. Sometimes it's over the top. This guy is, you know, look what he's doing with North Korea.
It's like a nonstop upstream canoe trip, you know.
They're chanting in Michigan at that rally on Saturday, Noble, 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 as in he should get a Nobel Peace Prize. And by the way, he should. What he's accomplished already in the way of waking these people up compared to Barack Obama, what did he get one for again? I mean, talk about affirmative action. I think he got one because he was a black president of the United States of America. And as I've said many times, unless you think that's a racist comment, the best thing about Barack Obama was that he was black. I think it's fantastic. Glad he was the first. But you don't set aside a fair critique of his job because he's black, or that's racist. Am I wrong?
Nope. You are not.
So Trump says, so disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You made up. You have a made-up phony crime, collusion that never existed, and an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice! See why he and Beebe get along so well? Oh, isn't that priceless?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other greatest hits for today, I don't know about you, but it's just so fun to see on your TV the caravan emptying out at the border and people believing they're entitled to citizenship in the United States, isn't it?
Let me ask you, do they get asylum if they ask for it? Isn't that kind of what's going on down there? They're not, than climbing the fence and coming in illegally, but those that are saying, don't they have to prove refugee status or something?
Yeah, they have to. They can't just say, hey, let me in because things are bad where I live.
And, yeah, otherwise everybody would be here by now.
Kind of hoping to hit McDonald's here sometime soon because it's a better meal than I get when I'm at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm being persecuted. There's no McDonald's. You know, I don't, they got to come up with a real story. And I understand they've sent people down, by the way, to the border to coach them on what to say so they can get through.
Unbelievable.
Isn't this fun to watch on your television screens, ladies and gentlemen? And then you hear people criticize Donald Trump because he thinks we need a border. We need a wall at the border. You can't make it up. Now, everything I just described to you is par for the course, pretty much since the moment Donald Trump arrived on the political scene. It's par for the course. It is what it is. It happens all the time. It's like Todd and the questions being leaked. Yeah, well, yeah, it surprises you how. I mean, a big deal. That's just more of the same. I'm a little done with it, to tell you the truth. I'm a little done with it. I really am. And I don't, you know, other than let's get to November and let's decide. I saw somebody is planning some sort of effort in November to make the ballot a referendum on Donald Trump and impeachment. In other words, Kevin Flynn is a candidate for Congress, okay? And you say, Kevin, you're a Democrat. You're going to go there and impeach Trump?
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah, what I'm going to do. Yep.
I'm going to go and impeach. Okay, well, then now we're putting all our power against him because he's going there to do that. Make the whole thing a referendum on whether you're for Trump or whether you're against Trump. All for me. Works for me. All for it. Call the question. Not a bad idea. So there's a little review of where we find ourselves on the national and international scene. Quite honestly, that wears me out because it's just more of the same. I love your take on, you know, how you continue to, for one, he's got a great reservoir support. You saw that in Washington, Michigan. Same thing here. When that monster rally happens, we're going to get a chance to prove it right here as well. North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, just show the world. There's no question about it. What else? Besides that, is there, you know, what's our version of a border wall crisis in North Dakota? Do we have one?
I don't think so.
What is our version of the Iran deal and how horrible that is?
Angry Canadians, maybe?
I don't think so. I think they're okay. I don't know, but for my own particular sanity, I wouldn't mind sinking my teeth into some things that need to be fixed right here underneath our nose. So you can tell me. Price is too low for commodities. That'd be one. How can we fix that? Maybe better trade deals. Working on that. Not bad. That's one. What else? Lay them on me. Texter says, let's get this train rolling, fellas. Yeah, I want to get it rolling. You're the fuel. Let us know. Texter says, regarding the caravan on the Mexican-U.S. border, we cannot vet most of these aliens. Some are coming from the Middle East. Also, MS-13 gangs and drug cartels. These caravans began in 2008 under Obama. It is Obama and Soros working to change our country's fabric. Burden the U.S. with trouble and expenses and for future Democratic votes. That we, the people, are expected to just take it. Are you going to just take it, folks? Anybody in this audience just say, we're going to take it? Okay with everything? We, the people, are expected to just take it and help pay for it. As we lose our vote, our voice, our country, and the Republican Party holding offices from the President of the United States on down nationwide. Most important point of all, first country of asylum. These aliens are already safe in the first country they arrived in, Mexico, and can be required to claim asylum there. Yeah, that question came up yesterday. Turn around. You're in Mexico. You're not in your country. International law, safe third country. If they pass through a safe country, they are liable to be returned there for their claim of asylum. First country of asylum. I think we've got an answer there, don't we? Scott, I'm surprised. This is a different listener. Scott, I'm surprised there is not a big wall of conservatives down at the border between the wall and the liberal lawyers. You could do your show from the Great Wall of Conservatism. Okay, guys, pack your bags. We're going. The listeners demand it. Let's go fix this mess.
I'm in.
2580550 for your take. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And Hot Springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE salt water system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points. A lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Get on the telephone right now and join the conversation here on What's On Your Mind by calling us at 258-0550, 258-0550. You can also call us toll-free from anywhere on the planet, 800-228-0550. Lots of texts rolling in. Emails always welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is our fine sponsor today on the program. And if you go to that website, you're going to find all kinds of great resources. For one, you can watch the latest video. You can take action. That's where you get to tell an elected official, hey, here's the deal. I sort of like affordable energy. I kind of like reliable energy. So please remember that with every decision you make. Support the Carbon Capture Improvement Act. It's bipartisan. It's research and development of carbon capture sequestration, which North Dakota is leading on big time. It's also secure energy news and more. So find out more, Colfax, lots of things that are great about how Minnesotans and North Dakotans alike, families and businesses alike, benefit from affordable, reliable energy. Homegrown energy is power you can depend on. Check it out. It's secureenergyfuture.org, one of our fine sponsors here on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind. All right, more texts. Adam says, finally, some sweet bumper music. Glad you liked it. We are assembling, with your help and suggestions, a large repertoire, and we will make the change all at once. So you'll hear a few every now and then, but it will get rather obvious that we have some really cool bumper music in the very near future. Stay tuned. Scott, your best guess: why doesn't the conservative person fight like the liberal person? Why are the conservatives protesting, and why aren't conservatives protesting in big groups, thousands of people? It seems like the conservative person is just along for the ride. We need to get out there and protest and have big gatherings like the liberals do. The conservative is just so passive. So let's talk about that a second, should we? And that is how you show your opposition. First of all, if you had to ask me in general, why are liberal groups more likely to go pull what they did, for instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site and send an encampment and everything else? Because many in that group, that's what they do for a living. They're professional protesters. Okay? So there are way more professional protesters on the left. When you see them out there, you assume there's a big movement of people on the left. Now, I'm giving you my opinion here, and I'd welcome others as well. I would also say, by and large, Republicans, conservatives, while they would feel strongly about the position they have, work for a living and roll their sleeves up and have a job to go to, have a family to provide for, have things to do. That doesn't mean that liberals don't have families, but you know what I'm saying? They're more likely to just be of the keep your head down. I got a job to do. I got to get this done and be vocal where you can. That would be my take. Anybody else here have a take?
I would agree with that. Yep. It'd
be better if you disagreed.
Well, it's hard to disagree with that. That's, I mean, makes a lot of sense.
Say something disagreeable if you want everybody to.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop making sense, to quote the talking heads.
What are you thinking?
You know, that's the only way I can explain it to that person. Why doesn't the conservative person fight like the liberal person? Well, okay, let's talk about that then.
Different opponents, maybe.
There's also different ways to fight, right?
Yep.
So the one I described was the, I'm thinking of the call before the break that said, hey, why don't you guys go down to the border and, build this big wall of conservatives that are standing up for this. Well, if I put the all call to do that, I would have a whole lot of farmers and ranchers. I would have a whole lot of truck drivers. I would have a whole lot of business owners. I would have a whole lot of, families in every nook and cranny of North Dakota that would be without a husband or a wife, a CEO, somebody driving the truck, somebody running the farm, somebody planting the, you follow what I'm saying? Somebody has to do the work. You can't just get up and, you can't get up and leave. Now, could we do more, though, inside the circle of, in other words, I got to work. I got to be on the farm. I got to be behind the microphone. I got to run the store. I got to, could we do more as conservatives to engage in the battle without leaving our posts, if you will, caring for our families or businesses or whatever? What do you guys think there?
Boy, that's time management. I mean, I'm all down for going to the border, but Got a couple things I got to do.
So, again, what's other ways you can engage? Don't go to the border. Stay here, but write a letter to the editor. I mean, I don't know about you, but 80% of the letters I read to the editor are liberal drivel.
Yeah.
And they're very often written by the same people. They just write, you know, 6-7 letters a year. And somebody else often writes them, and they put their name on them and send them in, and it's liberal drivel. It's faux grassroots, you know, activism. It's so. What else can we do? What should we do? What do you do if you're a conservative and you take these issues on? They drive you crazy. What do you do?
Stick to the playbook. I shout it to the hills. This is, you know, what the plan is: balance the checkbook, secure the border, get some term limits. You know, all we can do is shout our, you know, our plan, our strategy.
When you say shout, are you calling talk radio? Or are you talking to your neighbors?
Just neighbors, whoever. Yeah. Whoever will listen to some reason.
Yeah. 258-0550 if you have an example of what you do, or if you have an answer to the listener's question. The texter saying, wanting my best guess on why the conservative person doesn't fight like the liberal. Why aren't there conservative groups protesting? You know, big groups, thousands of people. Seems like the conservative person is just along for the ride. Are we along for the ride as conservatives? That's what this listener is suggesting. We're along for the ride. Looks like that. Prove them wrong. Tell them they're wrong. What do you care about, and how do you fight for it? I want to know what you think. Another texter. Where do all these open border snowflakes think we are going to get all the food, clothing, housing, and energy to support those people? A government.
Yeah, from you and me.
Just write the check, sir. Write the check. Get in on that, would you? Yeah. Do we have time for Diamond and Silk right now? We all could learn a lesson about fighting from Diamond and Silk. These two are... how long is the clip, Kev?
Not too long. I think we could probably wait till after the break, though. It's pretty good. They were on with Hannity yesterday.
Yeah, we've had them on the program before. They are a hoot and a half, and they have been a fixture really going back to the campaign. And you know what? A lot of people listen to Diamond Silk ridicule things that happen in the media on the left and take it on. You know what I mean?
And they were absolutely set up.
So they're doing a service,
yep,
without question, to their audience, okay? It started probably with some few people on Facebook, just kept growing and growing and growing. To me, there's an example where you can do something in your circle. What Kevin's talking about being set up, is in their congressional testimony.
Yep.
And so they're going to explain that in this clip, aren't they? They were on with Sean Hannity, and we have that clip coming up. Lane in Montana wants to weigh in on conservatives. 258-0550 with your take. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Before the top of the hour on a Tuesday, what's on your mind? I feel like I took a sleeping pill, which you obviously wouldn't do to start the day. The same thing has happened Sunday and yesterday and now today. Is there such thing as some kind of allergy ingredient in the air that would make you sleepy? Anybody know about anything like that?
Nope. A little snow mold rolling around, I know that.
Well, I hate that snow mold. It just, you know, ugh, makes my skin crawl. But it doesn't usually make me sleepy when that's in the air. This all started on Sunday, that horrific wind on Sunday. A foreign concept to everybody here? Never heard of it?
Not sleepy, no.
Yeah, just
other
like,
than from the meds, you know, a little Sudafed will put me out.
Well, yeah, but that's why I'm saying. I don't know if there's some kind of allergy junk in the air that is like taking one of those. Yeah. Anyway, if you know, let me know. Not that I could do anything about it. I guess what would I do? Lock myself up inside or what? I don't know. Be in trouble. I digress. I apologize. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. And the University of Mary is doing some good work right now in a lot of areas. One of them is in nursing. So you're a nurse, and why'd you become a nurse? Probably because you have a heart for others, right? You want to grow in your skills. You want to excel in your profession. And at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. So they understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. How do you do that? An advanced degree. National nursing organizations now calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. That could be you. University of Mary will make that possible for you. Offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, which is a remarkable value. In fact, they run $8,000 higher in programs elsewhere. So earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Lane in Montana wanted to weigh in on this question of what conservatives can do. Lane, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm from North Dakota originally, born and raised as a farm kid. And one of the things, it's kind of like you're talking, is the farmers realized a long time ago that the only way they're going to get power is to organize. And that's what we as conservatives need to do. We have got to get together and become powerful, because that's what's happening on the liberal side. And I'm not sure why we decided that we were going to just sit on the sidelines like you're talking. I live in the Bozeman area in Montana now, and of course I'm in the minority as a conservative. And one of the things that I do is try to get together with people of like mind, but I get a lot done on Facebook. And I don't know if you want to hear that or not, but I mean, I kind of raise some hackles on Facebook because you just got to let your mind know, and the liberals are doing it and the conservatives are not. And I that's my thoughts.
Well, think about that. I don't know how many friends you have, but your friends have friends and they start sharing things and that's an impact. That's how I mentioned earlier, Diamond and Silk. We're going to play that clip in a little bit. I mean, I don't know how they started, but I'm guessing it was with a handful of folks and what they did was funny and two ladies sitting there over a glass of wine that are, you know, inventing the bowl of stupid and putting people in it and, you know, analyzing these things and all of a sudden people are watching. So I applaud you. However you decide to do it and impact people, I think makes a difference.
You know, and I know it's working because some of my non-conservative friends say, well, it's pretty obvious we can't talk politics. And I said, why can't we talk politics? That's something that we should do. Why, what is it? Don't you want to hear my opinion? And they said, well, it's pretty obvious what your opinion is. I said, what makes me wrong and you right? Well, of course, they can't answer that.
But I'm with you on two things. One, finding a place wherever you're at to, you know, care enough to make a difference. This is a kind of a North Dakota thing. I know you're a Montanan, but a little bit of a North Dakotan thing to stick to your knitting, you know, to sort of say, you know,
right.
I believe what I believe, but I'm not going to try and, you know, tell him what I believe. And I hope he never finds out what I believe because then we'll actually have to have a conversation and that would be like uncomfortable. You know, there is a little bit of that in the air, which I don't think we can afford. I don't think we can afford to say, yeah, I think we're whistling past the graveyard when we do that. Now,
one thing we have to remember is that if it's not based on fact, it's truly only an opinion. And so, you know, until the facts are there, my opinion versus the liberals' opinion, that's really all it is because there's really no facts there. That's where we have to get to the facts and we have to show people why the conservative way is the way that we should at least be looking at or thinking about. That's what I think.
Good points, Lane. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. You should never be a jerk. You should never be that person that, you know, rams their views down your throat. But if you can have a conversation about these things and explain why you believe what you believe, you can make a big difference. Big difference. There's no doubt about it. Here's a call that came in off air on this point of what the conservatives should do.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to try and answer those last two texts. First of all, conservatives are rational thinking and have way better things to do and waste their time that these idiots are protesting over. And second of all, come on, where are we going to pay for this? Well, us white privileged males will just work harder. That's pretty understandable.
Oh, you gotta have a sense of humor. Never lose your sense of humor. Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel asks the two conservative darling spokespeople on Facebook, Diamond and Silk, the following. Okay, they were trying to say you guys got paid to campaign for Trump, which was not true, correct? Here's what they said.
But it's a shame with what the Democrats are trying to do.
Know.
You know, we thank the Republicans for allowing Diamond and Silk a seat at the table. But it was the Democrats that took and demeaned us and denied us. They did not want to hear absolutely nothing that we had to say, and that's a shame.
You know, I'm going to tell you, something is happening. I can't quite put my finger on it. Kanye West says, well, I like the president.
Yeah.
And you would think, if you look on social media, what is going on?
Well, what's happening is, see, first of all, let's go back. Diamond and Silk started the revolution back in 2015. We got the battle scars to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that now people are evolving into wanting to come off of what we call that Democratic plantation mindset, and they want something better.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. And we appreciate people taking our message and carrying it forward and moving it forward.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, I think that's what makes you very special. Historically, every 2 to 4 years, we have the false narrative that Republicans and conservatives are racist, that they're sexist, they're anti-gay, they're Islamophobic, on and on and on. It's not true.
It's not true. And what proved it was when we were sitting up there in front of the Judiciary Committee. Do you see who took up, tried to take us down? These was black congressmen and congresswomen that tried to deny us, diminish us, and dismiss us like we didn't have merit.
Yeah.
And that's what the American people need to see. I want you to wake up. Everybody always want to blame the white man for this and the white man. But it was our president who happened to be white that said, I hope you're monetizing.
That's
but then you have the black man to say, why are you monetizing?
That's
as if we shouldn't obtain the American dream.
Well, we have the lowest black unemployment level in the history of the country, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, lowest female unemployment.
Yes.
We have 14 states with historic unemployment numbers.
Yes.
We got 3-some-odd million new jobs. North Korea, little rocket man's at the table talking about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Then we've got the president, and we looks like we're pulling out of that idiotic Iran deal. And everybody hates this guy, except for us.
And he's doing all of this on a shallow government because they hadn't even confirmed his nominees yet. Over 200 people not confirmed, and this is, what, a year and almost a half?
Diamond and Silk, world famous with Sean Hannity on their testimony before Congress. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Hey, you know, these conservatives that don't show up, I'm not going to say this is the answer, but I'll give you a lot of the majority of the excuses I get. Let's just take, for example, remember we had the tea parties here at the Capitol and that?
Yes.
You know, you get people I knew who wanted to go, but then they'd be like, whoa, God, it's so nice out, you know, I got to get out and I got to go fishing or they got to go, I got to take care of my life. I mean, conservatives always come up with excuses not to do it. Same thing with this last gun rally we had. You know, boy, everybody I talked to, you know, big gun, you know, boy, they'll take her from my cold, dead hands. I'll tell you what. Yeah, right. Most of you guys don't even get off your butt and come up to the Capitol for 2 hours. You probably clean your guns up and turn them in.
Why? You know, why just, what's going on there?
Wow.
I don't know. They just make excuses for not doing it. A lot of people, you know, they'll say, well, you know, that's not me to go do that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? It wasn't me either. I, you know, I'm in the 90s, I wasn't that political of a person. You know, when Al Gore was running against Bush is when I kind of got more into politics. But, you know, I don't like having to go to do these rallies or, you know, call your show or when Heitkamp was on, I used to call that idiot. You know, somebody's got to speak up and say something. I'm not the most educated, well-spoken person, but, you know, I'll get up and speak up about something when it's for the right cause or, you know, or something's wrong. You guys got to say something, but I don't know. They just, conservatives just come up with a ton of excuses.
Is it harder to defend Donald Trump than other conservative causes?
No, not for me. He's the easiest guy to defend there ever was. I don't know.
I'm the same way. I don't have any problem, you know, and explaining it. I quite enjoy the conversation. I was just anticipating that maybe it would be, people who don't like Donald Trump seem to be consumed in their dislike of him in a really vitriolic way, unlike anything I've ever seen. So I was curious if you've encountered any of that.
Oh, all the time. The hate for that guy to the people who disagree with him is unbelievable. You know,
but it doesn't matter to you. You don't. That doesn't in any way dissuade you from joining the fray, getting involved, rolling up the sleeves. Yeah.
No, that makes me want to do it more because they're more outspoken and on their actions of going and protesting or, you know, doing whatever against the guy. That makes me want to do it against them even more. You know, when people get out and have these big protests, Scott, and there's a lot of people, I mean, that's the visuals for that, for people who see it, that impacts them. You know?
A lot of text rolling in on this question, too, as well. But I applaud you, Jamie. I think others need to do it. And as far as, hey, it's nice, I'm going to go to the lake instead of go to this event or that event or engage in this issue, especially in a year like this year where we have the Senate hanging in the balance. Boy, be careful. You won't recognize your country pretty quick.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henlon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Sleep better? Two words will do the trick. My Pillow. Simple as that. My Pillow. That's right. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you up to 50% off everything they sell. Up to 50% off everything they sell at MyPillow. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. There's our deal, which is the four-pack, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get that for a 50% off. But anything they sell, MyPillow mattress, bed, body pillow, travel pillow, the all-purpose cushions, MyPillow.com, up to 50% at all of it, MyPillow.com. Texter says, not all letters to the editor are drivel from the left. I think I said 80%, so I did leave myself a little room. I got fed up reading all the BS. Read one of Lloyd Omdahl's anti-AR-15 messages published in the New Salem Journal a month or so back. Voiced my opinion as an avid Trump supporter. Also wants to tell me that he worked for a company during the protest, Dapple, and shuttled folks back and forth from the airport. When I asked one guest how he could protest so long and still pay his bills, he said he was getting $100 a day and food. From who, I asked. He didn't say. I sleep at night knowing I'm not a mouse in the corner anymore. All right, listener in New Salem, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Whole boatload of your comments in here. Let's see. Let's get to a few of you. Have you ever seen a group of refugees so well-dressed? Which wealthy American leftist is funding this circus, says a Grand Forks listener. I guess I haven't paid attention. Would you guys start watching, you know, if these folks are wearing Ralph Lauren or what's going on there? I didn't really pay attention. Scott, are the American people willing to sacrifice American lives because Israel wants a war with Iran? Are the American people willing to sacrifice American lives because Israel wants a war with Iran? I think you're trying to suggest that somehow Israel's interests are different than ours as it relates to Iran. I don't believe they are. If Israel is lying, as we believe, and I see Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has now confirmed he also believes, confirms that Iran has been cheating on the nuke deal, and we got to do something about it. In my mind. Chris texts, conservatives have logic, empathy, class, and most importantly, we're too busy making this country work to protest. That may be true, but again, if we're not doing our part, we're not doing something to stand up to this, what do we have when it's all done? I think that's the question that the texter prompted in this interesting conversation that's going on here today. You know what I mean? We have jobs. Too much to do to protest. Says another, a lot of conservatives will be fighting back at the National Day of Prayer on Thursday. Well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We need to know more about the National Day of Prayer. I know it's an annual event, but as far as the festivities here in North Dakota, Kevin, maybe we could track down Betty Grandy and see if we can get Betty scheduled to talk a little bit about that. She's usually one of the organizers. Another listener, how is that funding people coming across the border any different than sending money to a church mission? How is that funding people coming across the border any different than sending money to the church mission? Church mission, if you're saying it's a mission somewhere else, would be to say wherever you're at, you know, here's something to build the church, here's something to provide for people that need help, whatever. It's not to say getting a caravan and come across the border illegally. I wouldn't connect those dots, as that listener did. Another texter suggestion, can you please interview Chris Prather someday? Would you add that to the list? We need to get Diamond and Silk back as well, Kevin. So put them on the list. Also, Chris Prather for this listener. And I've been emailing back and forth with Charlie Kirk because he's planning a trip to North Dakota with Donald Trump Jr. I don't know exactly when they're going to do that, but we're going to have him on to talk a little bit about it. So remind me on Charlie Kirk, too. We got to get that one going. Another texter says, did you watch the mayor debate? The mayor just turned his back to Steve at the end and wouldn't shake his hand. What a loser. All right, this must be the mayor debate in Bismarck, because Steve is one of the candidates there. And the mayor must be referring to Mike Seminary turning his back on the other candidate. Didn't watch it. No, did not. League of Women Voters, I bet, is the one they're talking about. Right, Steve? Or Todd? Todd,
yep.
Steve. Hello.
Yep.
Don't know. We have working on doing one ourselves, so maybe we can get them to be a little more civil to each other. A conservative network needs to be developed using the prototype of how NRA has built a very successful strategy. They use many facets through their membership, lobbying, public education. My dream is for conservatives to develop a similar network. All right. Conservatives, another texter says, just along for the ride. Or we are too busy working and taking care of our families, so we don't have time to be advocating and throwing a public fit for someone else to take care of us. Try it. It feels great. Great show, Jared from Alexandria. I think Jared was pushing back on some of the other comments. Adam has agreed to be my allergy doctor. Are you ready for this? You might be drowsy if your body is continually fighting off allergens and draining your energy. Have you ever been tested for spring allergies to things like pollen and mold? Yes, I have, long ago, but pollen was definitely on the list, but like a giant sleeping pill these last 3 days. I can't even believe it. I just want it to end. Another texter says, the Tea Party didn't sit on the sidelines. Not sure what happened to all the good conservatives of that group. Are they still out there? That's true, and really it was Obamacare that got those folks out. You know, they're a busy group and said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do what I need to do. Maybe this election will. I don't know. Senator John Hoven, when we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.